But that's one that's one kind of enlightenment that is very, very troubling and very difficult, because you don't get that many 10-year periods. You know, you get four or five of those, your life is over. So you don't want to have to spend your life always having experiences, having these things come into your life, suffering enormously through them, continuing to attract more of that into your life, because all you're doing is getting to a place where you finally look back upon it. So your vision is always backward. It's always looking back and saying, oh, that's why I had to do that. Oh, now I understand. Oh, that's when I get it. And then you get to your deathbed and you say, I had to go through all of those things and all I got was to this place. But then there's another form of enlightenment in which, while these things are going on in your life, while the struggle is there, while the illness is there, while the breakup is taking place, while the bankruptcy is in your life, whatever it might be, while it's happening, instead of you saying, I'm not going to anymore wait a few years and then look back upon this, instead I'm going to ask myself in the moment, what is it that I can learn from this right now? What is the lesson here? And you begin to open yourself up to, I'm going through this for a reason now, and I'm looking for the lesson. And so you use a different energy. You sort of connect to God, or to this higher force, these higher, faster energies, in a way in which you ask for guidance now to get you through it, so that you don't have to have all of this suffering that goes with it. All right? That's the second way. But that's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about a third way. This is called synchronicity. And synchronicity is where you don't have to have an experience and look back upon it, and you're not looking for the answer in what is happening right now. You are able to get out in front of your life, and you are able to see it coming before it arrives. And you are able to put your attention on something called intuition and insight. And this intuition and insight is available to you. And this intuition and this insight is the energy behind creativity, behind the process of creation itself. And so now you are always out here watching as your life is unfolding, and you have become the witness to it. But more than being the witness to it, you start to access higher energies and higher frequencies. One of the quotes and observations that I love from a woman I love very much, her name is Valerie Hunt. And Valerie has written many, many books. Brilliant woman, taught at UCLA for many years. And here's one of her observations. She said, we discovered that when a person's field reached higher vibrational states, he no longer experienced material things such as bodies and ego states or the physical world. He experienced knowing higher information, transcendental ideas, and insight about the ultimate sources of reality and creativity in its purest form. Thoughts became grander, more penetrating, and global. And all of this is the result of reaching a higher energy field. Now, in some of the earlier principles here in this program, I talked about energy moving from low to high. And the lowest energy is the world of form, and then the energy of sound, a faster vibration, then the energy of light, and the energy of thought, and ultimately the energy of spirit. And spiritual energy is the energy of love and forgiveness and peace and kindness and joy.